Hey, friend, welcome back to another episode of Jesus and Coffee Podcast. I hope that you have invited somebody with you today. You know, God says where two or more gather, he is there also. So I'm trying to get the 22, the 222. Child, can you say 2 billion? I'm believing that God is going to bring us together in a greater way every single time. Today, I want to talk about fighting against the spirit of staying where you are. Now, some of us are in a season where we are is where we need to be because there are some things we still have to learn at this level before God moves us on to what's next, right? But then there are some of us who are in a space that has expired. The season is over. We know it. We feel like we should have been moved on, but we're still there because we're comfortable there. And that could mean a relationship. That could be a friendship. That could be a job. It could even be a geographical location. But you know, something in your spirit is continually saying to you, more exists. Better is ahead. But friend, you're the reason that you're still there. And I know, maybe you've been saying, I'm just waiting on a sign. Lord, I ain't leaving this till I get me something next. And maybe God is saying, well, your next is waiting on you to leave what you got now, right? Sometimes you can't get to where you're going until you leave where you're already at. Yes, sometimes God will send people to knock on the door and say, hey, did you see this? But then other times you actually have to leave the house. So I just wanted to hopefully encourage you today that if you feel like God is nudging you, if you've been having this push when it comes to where you are feeling like, Lord, I know I got to get out of this space. I just don't know how. Friend, sometimes, okay, let me do it like this. Let me bring a little secular into it, if you will. Remember that video Michael Jackson did back in the day where he was on the one little cube and when he jumped to the next one, it lit up. And then he jumped to the next one and it lit up. And everyone he stepped on lit up along the way. Well, that's sometimes how I think that God works with us in terms of faith and where we're going. Like we're standing on this one because it's lit. And we're not going to move until that next one lights up. Well, that next one ain't going to light up until your foot touches it, baby. So sometimes you have to take that next step in order for God to confirm that you are on the right path. So get with God. Start asking him what he wants you to do. And then start taking steps towards that. What's the worst thing that could happen? If you make the wrong step, if you go the wrong direction, God's still going to work it out for you good. It's still going to be okay. But the worst thing would be to never leave where you are for fear of getting it wrong. Don't let fear, don't let being comfortable, don't let other people and what they think makes sense talk you out of your faith step. Because God has something big for you. And people that don't dream big, people that don't have that relationship with God that you have, or people that haven't heard from God, what you've heard from God, may not understand what's happening right now. So you've got to quiet the noise. You got to stop asking people for their opinions on what God has already told you to do. And you got to leave that space of comfort so that you can get what God has for you next. Let's pray. Lord, right now, I come to you on behalf of those who are in the middle. Lord, the people that know that where they are has expired, but they yet haven't gotten to where they are going. Lord, people that are in a season of waiting. Lord, I ask that you would show them what they're waiting on. Are they waiting on a word from you, Lord? Or are they waiting to move? Is the wait because of them? Are they holding up their own progress? Lord, I just ask that right now, you would give them a word that brings with it clarity, Lord, that you would shake something up in their spirit that encourages them to make that next move, Lord, that you would show them what's on the other side of fear, Lord, and that, you know, like in Indiana Jones, Lord, when he took that step where there was no bridge, but when he took that step, that bridge showed up. Lord, I just ask that you would do that for those that are listening right now, Lord, that you would show them that when they make that step, you'll build that bridge and that every step they take will have a foundation under it, Lord, even if they can't see it from the beginning. Lord, that they are walking into new territory. Lord, that they are walking into the promise, Lord. Lord, that they are walking into a space where you are sending people to be a team, Lord. Lord. You are sending them everything that they need, Lord, so that in this space, they don't see how they can do it, Lord. But when they take that step, all of a sudden, things show up. All of a sudden, doors open. All of a sudden, finances increase. All of a sudden, they get a word from you that changes everything. All because they took that step. Lord, so I'm convinced it's going to happen. I believe, I know that this next season of their life is going to be great. And Lord, I just know that they just needed a little nudge today. So thank you for giving me the word that would nudge them into their next, Lord. And I know that the whole way you'll be right there. So I thank you for provision. Lord, I thank you for sending angels. Lord, I thank you for sending people that are going to help when they don't know. Lord, I thank you for sending in experts. Lord, I thank you for sending in people that can help to bridge the gap between where they're at and where they're going. Lord, I thank you that it is already done. Lord, I thank you that today they are going to take the step that is going to change their life in such a way that they will not be able to believe they hadn't taken it sooner. All things in your time, Lord. And we just thank you right now for the difference that you are making in all of our lives, Lord. Millionaires on this podcast, Lord. Change makers on this podcast, Lord. People that are going to enhance the kingdom in such a mighty way, Lord. I hear movies. I hear TV shows. I see books. I see Fortune 500 companies, covers of Forbes magazine. Lord, I know that you are creating in this space people that will go on to do a thing that has yet to be done. That you are going to do it in such a way that they will know that God had his hands all over it. Lord, I come to you right now counting all of this done. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friend. Invite somebody to join you next time, all right? See you later.